Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. This summer has been different than most summers, I'm sure for all of you. For me, one big change that happened this summer of 2020 was that I was expecting the Olympics. Now, when I think about the Olympics, I get filled with excitement and joy and exhilaration, for there's many nations that come together to compete for one prize. They come together to compete at the highest level of competition. And there's inspirational quotes and stories that are told over the years. And there's something that's uniting about running a race together. This is what St. Paul shares about in today's reading. We have a reading from 1 Corinthians. St. Paul says, "Brothers and sisters, if I preach the gospel, this is no reason for me to boast, for an obligation has been imposed on me, and woe to me if I do not preach it. If I do so willingly, I have recompense, but if unwillingly, then I have been entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my recompense? That, when I preach, I offer the gospel free of charge, so as not to make use of my right in the gospel. Although I am free in regard to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so as to win over as many as possible. I have become all things to all, to save at least some. All this I do for the sake of the gospel, so that I too may have a share in it. Do you not know that the runners in the stadium all run in the race, but only one wins the prize? Run so as to win. Every athlete exercises discipline in every way. They do it to win a perishable crown, but we an imperishable one. Thus, I do not run aimlessly. I do not fight as if I were shadow boxing. No, I drive my body and train it, for fear that, after having preached to others, I myself should be disqualified." Man, I don't know about you, but I think that St. Paul would be a pretty good locker room coach. He gets people riled up with his words. St. Paul is sharing words that inspire in us, hopefully, a desire for greatness. He shares of his own experience. He shares of what he has laid down, what he has put aside, so as to share the gospel well. And what a good analogy this is for us. That sharing the gospel is like being one trained for a sport, for a competition, for a race. For St. Paul, as hopefully we know, that there's so many souls to be saved. And there's so many people in this world who do not know the name of Jesus, or they do not know him the way that we know him. And so we have, by the very nature of the call as a Christian, the responsibility to run so as to win. Now, if we were just having a fun time and maybe just going for a jog, we wouldn't run our fullest. We wouldn't run our hardest, because we knew it wasn't real. We knew it wasn't for the big prize. But the big prize for us is heaven, and seeing as many of our friends and family and coworkers and colleagues and people we meet at gas stations and restaurants there as well. That, brothers and sisters, is our prize. And our lives, when they begin, when we are baptized, that race begins. Let us not think we have an infinite amount of time to run this race. Let us, as Paul calls us out to do, run so as to win. Are we running so as to win? When we do, The beautiful side effect is that our life finds meaning and purpose, and the desires that are the depth of our heart are fulfilled. Let us run so as to win. Let us drive our bodies and train them so that we can be prepared for the heavenly gates that are before us. For we, trained and ready, will enter in to heaven and see all of those that we knew and loved that we brought the same encounter with Jesus. This has been a scripture reflection on 1 Corinthians. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo, a missionary at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.